Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 79 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. In an 8-1 ruling, the Supreme Court's found it is not a violation of the Second Amendment to temporarily take guns away from people who are accused of domestic violence. ABC's Devin Dwyer.
This is a big win for the FBI and the background check system. They tell me that since this law was in place in 1994, it's prevented the sale of 77,000 guns to people under these orders.
Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenter. The National Weather Service says we could see record-breaking heat from Oklahoma City to Washington, D.C. over the next few days. Manhattan D.A. Alvin Bragg has opposed lifting a limited gag order on former President Trump ahead of his July 11th sentencing in his New York criminal trial. Steve Bannon has filed an emergency application with the U.S. Supreme Court. The longtime Trump ally wants to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. This is ABC News. The FAA is investigating an incident early Wednesday morning involving a Southwest Airlines flight that was headed to Oklahoma City. The jet on approach for landing, flying a little over 500 feet above a residential area while still miles from the airport.
The air traffic controller in the tower saved the day by telling them, check your altitude.
ABC News contributor and retired Marine pilot Steve Ganyard. Controversial social media law meant to protect minors takes effect in New York next year.
New York's governor signing a bill to restrict social media use by minors.
We know that we've already lost too many kids, or kids that are spiraling for a long time now.
Under the law, people under 18 will only be allowed to see posts from accounts they follow, rather than content suggested by an algorithm. And platforms can't send minors notifications between midnight and 6 a.m. The restrictions can be turned off with parental consent.
ABC's Andrea Fujii, and I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon, and we have hazy sunshine, and it's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a flood watch today, beginning at 1, or it's going on now and running till 1 tomorrow in Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties, and it will begin today at 2 and run through 7 o'clock tomorrow night for Sauk County. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon, a high around 80. Tonight, humid with occasional rain and thunderstorms, a low of 67, and tomorrow muggy with intermittent showers and thunderstorms, a high of 79. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 79 degrees.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. With hazy sunshine, it's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Multiple rounds of heavy rain will occur today into Saturday. Total rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are likely. However, localized amounts of 5 to 8 inches are also possible. Threat for flash flooding will be dependent on where bands of heavier rainfall overlap. In addition, a few strong to severe storms are possible this afternoon and again Saturday. Damaging winds and heavy rain are the primary threats. As a result, a flash flood watch is in effect for Crawford, Richland, and Vernon counties until 1 tomorrow afternoon. The flash flood watch will go into effect in Sauk County at 2 this afternoon and run through 7 tomorrow night. If you have outdoor plans, be sure to remain up to date with the latest forecast. Be careful near low water crossings or areas prone to flood. The Dane County Clerk is warning other local election officials about an email he calls an intimidation tactic. The message tells clerks they may be committing election fraud if they send out the newest absentee ballot envelopes. Scott McDonald tells the State Journal, clerks, it's not true. Thursday is the deadline for clerks to mail absentee ballots for the August primary. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has earned the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star certification for superior energy efficiency for 2024. This recognition represents the diligent work of the plant operations team to save money and reduce operating costs by implementing and following industry best practices and careful attention to energy performance each month. It also showcases SSM Health's commitment to environmental responsibility. Dave Greenwood, plant operations manager for St. Clair Hospital Baraboo, shared that they received an Energy Star score of 82, which means that St. Clair is more energy efficient than 82% of similar properties nationwide. Some of the projects that contributed to this great score are upgrading to LED lighting in areas around the hospital that use light continuously 24/7, moving to UV lighting in the air handlers. UV lights help keep the coils clean, which creates less resistance for the airflow, allowing motors to work more efficiently. Replacing the media in the cooling towers, which enables the water to be colder before bringing it into the chillers, saving energy. And having new boiler controls and variable frequency drives installed on pumps. The VFDs allow the pumps to modulate depending on load, which in turn saves energy. The Energy Star rating system is the only energy efficiency certification that is based on actual verified energy performance. Facilities that score a 75 or higher are eligible to apply for Energy Star certification. Before facilities can earn the Energy Star certification, a professional engineer or registered architect must verify that the information contained within the certification application is accurate. Scientists say changes can happen in the brain at least 20 years before a person is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Abby Meisner with the Alzheimer's Association says the risk is rising at a younger age and the numbers are discouraging.
The lifetime risk for Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men.
120,000 people in Wisconsin age 65 and older were living with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. 130,000 people are expected to be living with Alzheimer's in Wisconsin next year. Meisner says 40% of cases are linked to risk factors people can control.
Things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
Social justice groups want social workers, not the police, to respond to some emergency calls. They're promoting a package of 17 bills in Congress. Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue. This legislative agenda reimagines what community safety looks like, making really important investments in community health and prevention programs that help to prevent and deter violence.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, has announced that WEDA has reached an all-time home purchase record in its 52-year history. According to WEDA data, its single-family team has closed 240% more home purchases than the previous year. This announcement comes as Governor Evers proclaimed June 2024 Wisconsin Home Ownership Month in conjunction with National Home Ownership Month. At the end of the fiscal year 2023, WEDA closed 1,121 home purchases valued at $190 million. With time remaining in the 2024 fiscal year, the single-family team has closed more than 27 home loans, exceeding $558 million. The previous all-time high at WEDA was in 2006, when mortgage lending reached $557.4 million. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Hunt calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. The Wisconsin Dells area broke another tourism record in 2023. A study by Tourism Economics shows $2 billion in traveler economic impact. More and more people are able to visit as residents and property owners list their homes and condos on rental sites. The summer season is ramping up in Wisconsin Dells now that school is out. Wisconsin has more people working than at any time in its history. Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodak says the continued low unemployment rate is good for workers because there are plenty of positions open that may have better pay and benefits than your current job. Over 3 million people are now employed in the state, and the unemployment level is at 2.9%, about a point below the national average. Whether former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao will teach classes is now in the hands of a committee. The former chancellor and university officials wrapped up their arguments Thursday about whether Gao should keep his tenured faculty position. The hearing committee chair said a decision about that is due as soon as practical, per university rules. The decision will be a written report delivered to both Gao and interim UW L. Chancellor Betsy Morgan. She'll then either adopt the recommendation or send it to the UW System Board of Regents if she disagrees with the committee's recommendation. Gao was removed as chancellor last December after he and his wife produced and posted pornographic videos online. University officials then moved in March to fire him for his tenured position. Missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu's mother, 31-year-old Katrina Bauer, could have a resolution in her case. That was the statement from Bauer's attorney, Ann Larson, during a status conference at the Manitowoc County Courthouse Thursday afternoon. Bauer is facing child neglect charges after she allegedly dropped off Elijah to her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, so he could, quote, make him a man. Bauer will be back in court on July 1st for a scheduling conference in front of Judge Robert DeWayne. She also faces 2 counts of resisting or obstructing a peace officer. Vang will be back in court next Friday for his own status conference. A woman has been arrested for helping a man, police say, tried to kill 2 people in Madison. Jerome Jacobs Jr. is wanted for the June 9th shooting on Andrew Way. Eau Claire police spotted him there. He ended up running into the woods and authorities lost track of him. They learned a woman let him hide in the back seat of her car and drove him away. She was arrested, but they're still searching for Jacobs. Vernon County Crime Stoppers, along with the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, is asking for your help. Between the hours of 1 Saturday afternoon and 1 Sunday afternoon, 2 snowmobiles were stolen from a storage unit along Old Mill Road in the village of Coon Valley. Taken from the unit within the 24-hour period was a red, white, and blue-colored 2020 Polaris Indy 600cc snowmobile and a red and black 2005 Arctic Cat Sabercat 700cc snowmobile. A reward will be offered to anyone who provides information that results in the recovery of these snowmobiles or the arrest of the person or persons involved. If you have any information on the theft of these snowmobiles, submit a tip to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477. You may also submit an online tip at p3tips.com. Tipsters may be eligible for cash rewards of up to $3,000 and will remain anonymous. It is 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. DHS reminds you animals can carry diseases that can make you sick. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Attention, truck drivers. Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. On sale, Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins that are great for the grill. Pork ribs starting at $2.50 a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Tortino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, or buy 9 and get one free. Old Orchard frozen concentrate, apple, banana, and strawberry juice, $1.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. The 2024 fair season in Wisconsin begins this week, and with it comes an opportunity for Wisconsinites of all ages to visit animals up close. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding Wisconsinites that animals can carry diseases that may make people sick, but simple steps can help ensure a safe and enjoyable time. If you go to fairs or petting zoos this summer, DHS recommends washing your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds or using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after touching animals or leaving areas with animals. Staying away from animals, including cattle, pigs, or other domesticated animals that appear sick, as well as barns or areas where sick animals are. Preventing the spread of diseases into your home by taking off and washing clothes or shoes that were worn around animals when you get home, and staying home if you are sick. This year's fair season takes place as DHS and DATCAP continue to monitor cases of HPAI in dairy herds, wild birds, and domestic poultry flocks. The recent infections in dairy herds have led to 3 human HPAI cases in dairy workers who were in direct contact with infected animals. However, none have been in Wisconsin. At this time, Wisconsin has no confirmed cases of HPAI in dairy cattle, poultry, or humans. DHS and DATCAP continue to support Wisconsin's agricultural industry in taking action to test animals, protect workers, and keep the public informed. We've hit the middle of June Dairy Month in Wisconsin, but there are still many dairy breakfasts to enjoy. The Vernon County Dairy Breakfast will be held this Saturday at Gady Acres LLC on Wire Hollow Road in rural Viroqua. Enjoy pancakes, eggs, sausage, or steak. Cost for the breakfast is $8 for adults and $4 for children. The 43rd annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Entertainment will include the Little German Band from 7 to 9:30 and the Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza from 9:30 to noon. There will also be ag awareness activities, crafts and flea market, and farmers market. The requested donation is $10 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under. On Sunday, Elroy will host Juneau County's Dairy Breakfast at Schultz Park from 7 to 11. The menu includes pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage or ham, cheese curds, milk, orange juice, coffee, real Wisconsin maple syrup, applesauce, and Culver's custard cups. There will also be a silent auction held throughout the breakfast to benefit the Elroy Fair Fairest of the Fair program and raffle drawings. Cost of the breakfast is $5 for adults and $3 for children. The annual Gospel to Haiti Mississippi Catfish Supper will be held this evening from 4 to 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The cost of the meal is a free will donation. For those who would prefer, chicken is also available. Tonight will also feature a flower auction with a variety of baskets. The big auction will begin tomorrow morning at 9 at the fairgrounds. A large amount of items, including an Alice Chalmers tractor and a building, are included in the auction. The day will also feature food and refreshments, a bake sale, and gun raffle. The Missoula Children's Theater will be presenting Robin Hood at the Riverdale Elementary School Friday evening, June 29th, and Saturday afternoon, June 30th. Auditions for Riverdale students will be held Monday, June 24th at noon in the RES Commons, with the first rehearsals to begin that afternoon. Rehearsals will then be held Tuesday through Friday at noon until 4, with a brief break at 2. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to Chris Simonson or Rebecca Knoll at the Riverdale School website. The local Pine Valley Repeaters has been around for nearly 50 years. Mike Kaufman is president of the Pine Valley Repeaters Club.
The club actually got started about 1975, and there was five of us. I was one of the original founding members. Richard Newman is the only other surviving member of the group here that started it. We had Cliff Wilson, Gus Layback, and Carl Sievertson. We were the original people that started the club. And we built our first repeater from scratch, and we got it up on top of the hill. And it kind of went dormant for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, we started having more ham radio operators in the community, and things started to perk up again.
One person's hobby provides a vital public service in times of need. That describes the world and passion of ham radio operators.
We like to serve the community in times of need, times of disaster, tornadoes, storm spotting, whatever seems to be the need in the community. The ham radio group is out there ready to go and provide communications.
Every June, more than 40,000 hams throughout North America set up temporary transmitting stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio's science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. It combines public service, emergency preparedness, community outreach, and technical skills all in a single event. Field Day has been an annual event since 1933 and remains the most popular event in ham radio. The Pine Valley Repeaters will be participating in Field Day this Saturday and Sunday at the Richland County Airport in Sextonville. The club will show the community how ham radio works while at the same time making various contacts with other hams across the nation and world.
What we actually go ahead and do is we cannot use any commercial electricity or anything. Everything has to be done right there so that in case of an emergency, this is what Field Day is all about. It's a contest, and it's a chance for ham radio operators to go ahead and set up their equipment and a remote place with no conveniences and see how many people they can talk to.
Everyone is welcome to attend and see what ham radio is all about and see the operators in action. You may even get a chance to try it firsthand. Jeff Williams is the Field Day representative.
We'll have three stations there, which allows people to do different things, or if somebody wants to do contesting and there's room for somebody who's doing something for the first time, we won't interfere. As long as there's a licensed operator sitting next to you and you identify as being with that person, you're okay.
The Field Day will kick off at 8 Saturday morning and run through Sunday evening at 5. The Pine Valley Repeaters will be set up at the Richland County Airport in Sextonville. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the first annual Invasive Species Awareness Day will take place across Wisconsin State Park properties this Saturday. Several events will be held throughout the state to bring awareness to the impact of invasive species on our natural resources. Invasive Species Awareness Day events will include guided hikes, education programs, field work to remove invasive species, and a 5K run walk. These events offer activities for participants of all ages. Visitors will learn important techniques and skills for slowing the spread of invasive species and applying these practices at their own homes or properties. Volunteers attending field work events are encouraged to wear gloves, closed-toe shoes, long sleeves, and pants that can get dirty. Most events will take place outdoors, so attendees are reminded to bring plenty of sunscreen and water. Water refill stations may be available at some events. Find an Invasive Species Awareness Day event near you on the DNR's events calendar. Schmidt Woodland Hills will host a dedication for the Luetta Livingston COVID Memorial Garden this Sunday at 2. This memorial garden was created in memory of Luetta Livingston and all of loved ones who were affected by the COVID-19 virus. Luetta was a dedicated caregiver at Schmidt Woodland Hills for over 16 years. Starting as a CNA in 2003, she became a licensed practical nurse in 2010 and went on to earn registered nurse's license in 2012. She became the director of nursing in 2018 and held that position until she retired in 2018. Forget-me-nots were Luetta's favorite flower, and through this memorial garden, her contributions to Schmidt Woodland Hills and the residents she helped care for will be renewed and remembered each spring. The dedication ceremony will be held under the portico at Schmidt Woodland Hills at the Seminary Street entrance. Refreshments and social time will follow. In the event of rain, the program will be held in the second floor activity room. It's 82 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 82 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died June 12th. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Daryl Mead is survived by his wife, Becky, two sons, Daryl and Ellen Mead, Jr., and John and Lexi Mead, four grandchildren, his grandfather, Norman Mead, his mothers, Norma Smith and Bernice Floyd, his father, Reginald and Lori Robbins, his siblings, Ken and Ida Smith, Kurt Robbins, Cody and Ray Lynn Robbins, Alicia and Jean Jones, Eleanor and Matt Mittelstadt, and Christina Almendinger, along with many aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock. Donald L. Newberry, 70 of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Don Newberry is survived by four children, Donald Newberry Jr., Dwayne Newberry, Meryl Newberry, and Jess Newberry, four grandchildren, three siblings, Diane, Rod, and Dwayne, sister-in-law Viola Ewing, good friend Kathy Ewing, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald L. Newberry, 70, of Avoca. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley Rako is survived by two brothers, Roger Fox of Elk Grove, California, and Gary and Joanne Fuchs of Briggsville. Niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, and many extended family and friends. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78 of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6, and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Lorinda Clary include four children, Richard and Lisa McLean of Eatonville, Washington, Rhonda and Todd Hamilton of Hawaii, Robert McLean and Courtney of Minot, North Dakota, and Jeffrey and Mary Clary of Kenosha. Five grandchildren, a brother, Harry Schaffel of Battle Creek, Michigan, sisters and brothers-in-law, Janice, Darlene, and Larry Denman of Portage, Jean and Marge Clary of Ithaca, Tommy and Nancy Clary of Bear Valley, Christian and Bridget Kurth of New London, Alice Clary of Central City, Iowa, and Barbara Clary of Ithaca. Two nephews and many cousins. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78 of North Dakota.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
It's a busy day today as we have 12 couples celebrating anniversaries on our list today. Wishes go out today to Ryan and Samantha Rux, Ray and Joe Peterson, Darren and Becky Meese, Jeremy and Melissa Mirabelli, Josh and Nikki Turner, Michael and Barb Meyer, Dennis and Marge Dosh, Jason and Holly Hoffman, Matt and Mandy Ehrenberg, Cody and Megan Heisel, Bob and Marilyn Olson, and Lyle and Priscilla Williams are celebrating their 55th anniversary today. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking some showers and thunderstorms in the region. The heaviest activity right now just to our northeast up toward Wood and Juneau County. Another patch developing from southern Minnesota back towards Sioux Falls. That activity to the west is what really could clobber us this evening and tonight with some heavy rain around here. This activity is forming as moist tropical air streams in from the south, interacting with a warm front stretching from Nebraska over to Illinois. That warm front will slowly move north through tomorrow, keeping us quite active. Meanwhile, low pressure sliding in from the west will add extra energy and could create some bands of severe thunderstorms later Saturday afternoon and evening. So definitely check in for later statements. Keep an eye on the skies if you have outdoor activities. And if you're in a flood-prone location, be prepared to move to higher ground should some flooding start to occur. We could see several to maybe 4 or 5 inches of rain in parts of the area through tomorrow evening. Beyond that, looks like quieter weather coming in Sunday into Monday before the next weather system hits Monday night and Tuesday. So the rest of today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous. Temperatures topping out from the low 70s north to upper 70s south. Again, a flood watch in effect until 1 p.m. Saturday in Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties, and 2 p.m. today through 7 p.m. Saturday in Sauk County. Off and on showers and storms tonight and tomorrow, very humid as well. Heavy rain in spots, and some of those storms could become severe late tomorrow afternoon. Low at 67 tonight, tomorrow's high 79. Sunday clouds mixing with some sun, less humid, high of 80. Monday partly sunny, warm and sticky, high of 86. Some thunderstorms developing at night. Thunderstorms likely Tuesday, high of 87. Dry weather returns Wednesday and Thursday, a little bit cooler and less humid. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank. Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a hazy 83 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 71, our low this morning was 65. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 83. The record high for this date, set in 1988, is 100. The record low, 35, was set in 1992. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 57. Sunset tonight will be at 8:45 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds. The barometer is down to 30.10 and no precipitation to report. It is a hazy 83 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Recognizing the pros and cons of having kids do farm work. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
While having kids participate in farm work can be a good thing, there's also a downside. That's been a focus for David Schwabel. He's director of the Youth Safety Lab at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
There are plenty of negatives to adolescents working in agriculture. I'm going to argue there's some positives as well, because I think we all recognize that getting all youth off farms is unrealistic. So I think we need to weigh the pros and cons, the positives and negatives, and find the right balance for each family and each policymaker.
Schwabel says working on the farm can help kids develop mentally and physically and help them learn to be independent, which is good. And he adds, work is much more productive than playing video games. Though, says Schwabel, it also takes time away from things like school homework.
We need to make the best decision for the family, and that's what I would recommend. A parent deciding whether or not to let their adolescent, broadly defined adolescent, go do some work in an agricultural setting.
Schwabel's comments and those of my show guests the past 2 days were from a webinar done by the National Farm Medicine Center. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's ACE, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's ACE for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The Ag Secretary says the Farm Bill is a long way from crossing the finish line. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction is June 28th, selling more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery. For more information, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. First, another case of H5N1 influenza A has been reported in Iowa, this time a commercial turkey flock in Sac County, impacting 46,147 turkeys. It's the state's third case of H5N1 in poultry this year, while dairy cattle herds are up to 8 detections. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells Brownfield the new farm bill is far from finishing.
There's still work to be done, obviously, between the parties to try to get to yes.
He says there are discrepancies on how House lawmakers intend to pay for crop insurance subsidies and a reference price boost in the new farm bill.
They need $53 billion in order to be able to pay for those programs and those changes. They don't have $53 billion in what they have proposed. The SNAP benefits that they would reduce in the future, the restrictions on the CCC are significantly below that in terms of actual savings.
The House Ag Committee's Farm Bill and Senate Ag Committee's framework add conservation funding from the Inflation Reduction Act to the baseline of the Farm Bill. Vilsack says that's not a problem, but
the disagreement is on whether or not you remove the guardrails, the climate smart guardrails that are currently attached to those resources under the IRA. The concern, of course, is that once it gets into the Farm Bill, then it can be those resources can be used for a lot of different purposes.
Vilsack says a new Farm Bill should tailor to all farmers, not a select few. A livestock producer group is asking for tariffs and farm bill language requiring mandatory country of origin labeling. Bill Bullard with RCAF USA tells Brownfield work is being done to gather support for Cool in Washington.
We have Senator Mike Rounds circulating a Dear Colleague letter asking other senators to join him in a letter asking the our Senate Ag Committee to include mandatory country of origin labeling.
Bullard says major business items at convention include continuing the fight against mandatory radio frequency identification tags on livestock, the Paraguay beef imports, and the ag trade deficit. He says tariffs can be a useful tool in managing trade deficits.
In our sheep industry in particular, because that industry has been decimated by excessive imports, and so we do need tariffs on Australian and New Zealand lamb. And in our cattle industry, as I said, we have a trade deficit and have a lingering deficit. We've been importing more beef and cattle than we export for the past 25 years.
RCAF USA's convention wraps up today in Deadwood, South Dakota. It was another mixed week for U.S. export sales, with strong sales for soybean and rice products, corn and sorghum down significantly, and solid beef exports. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are steady to lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity appears to be in a standoff. Bids have surfaced at $184 to $185 live in the south and $197 live in the south as well. But asking prices are holding firm at $189 to $190 live in the south and $310 to $312 dressed. In the north, look for business to pick up as the day progresses. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 52 cents at $322.35. Select is $1.74 lower at $302.66. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, the USDA says demand was good to very good from the buyers in the crowd. Quality was favorable. Medium and large one feeder steer, 604 to 644 pounds. Brought $327 to $330. Feeder steers 852 to 874 pounds. Brought $278.50 to $282. Medium and large one feeder heifer 600 to 629 pounds. Fancy brought $303. And feeder heifer 704 to 745 pounds. Thin flesh brought $268 to $271.50. Cash hogs are steady to lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors have been able to move decent numbers this week without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and while hog weights have started a seasonal decline, they're still coming in well above year-ago levels. and that's contributing to more available pork supplies. The strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains a bright spot, helping provide at least some price support. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct are 81 cents lower with a weighted average of 86.46. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 86.86. The Western Corn Belt's 4 cents lower with a weighted average of 86.70. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $59 to $71. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. And pork values are sharply higher at midday, up $3.15 at $101. Butts, loins, hams, and picnics are all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Soybeans are mixed. Corn is lower. Live cattle and hogs are also mixed. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Science focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any others. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed. Soybeans continue to watch weather as there is rain in the forecast for parts of the country that need it while other parts remain saturated. Export sales for soybeans were up 48% on the week and up about 89% from the prior four-week average. July beans up 8 at 11.63 and a quarter. August beans up 9 and 3 quarters at 11.49 and half. Corn is lower on fund and technical selling. Corn continues to watch weather as the forecast has better chances for rain in parts of the Corn Belt. Corn export demand continues to be supportive, but this week's export sales fell 52% from last week. July corn down 2.5 at 437 and a quarter. September corn down 1.25 at 443 and a half. The wheat complex is lower on fund and technical selling. Wheat continues its slide, watching weather in the U.S. and the Black Sea region. Wheat harvest continues to advance in parts of the South. July wheat down 12 and 3 quarters at 560 in Chicago. September wheat down 9 and 3 quarters at 576 and a quarter. In Kansas City, July wheat down 7 and 3 quarters at 584 and a quarter. And in Minneapolis, July wheat down 2 ticks at 616 and 3 quarters. Live cattle are mixed, mostly lower. Feeders are lower ahead of the week's direct business and this afternoon's on feed numbers. Asking prices are around $189 to $190 live in the South and $310 to $312 dressed in the North. August lives up $1.22 at $183.77. October lives up $27 at $184.10. August feeders down $60 at $259.22. Hogs are mixed on spread trade. July lean hogs up $62 at $91.77. August lean hogs up $5 at $89.17. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
The long-term benefits of composting. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There's nothing better than fresh picked vegetables out of your own garden. But did you know that by composting and adding that compost back into your garden soil, you can see the benefits and not only yield, but nutrient quality into the soil? Karen Mitchell is with Purdue University Extension.
One of the best ways to remedy that soil and make it into something that you can grow a vegetable garden in or even ornamentals is by adding organic matter. And so compost is adding organic matter. So each year you're adding that organic matter to your soil, and it's going to get better and better each year. It's depending on the amount of that you put on there and the quality of that compost, you know, how quickly you can turn your heavy clay soils, but it's definitely a long-term game, so years, but eventually. So I mean, I've been working in my garden for over 6 years now, and it's tremendous difference.
In addition to adding nutrients to our soil, it also helps in reduction of waste and helping us reduce our carbon footprint.